Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Press release. The Rain Rave Water Music Festival 2026. Democracy will forever open the doors of vice and invite disaster. It has become the norm for any government under the democratic system in Malaysia to organize festivals of vice from time to time, both at the federal and state levels. Festivals of music, singing and dancing featuring either local or international artists are ceaselessly held in this country, even when the invited singers are blatant proponents of LGBTQ or supporters of quote-unquote Israel, even when numerous violations have occurred during concerts, even when it is proven to corrupt morals, and even when protest after protest has been staged. The secular government under the democratic system pays no heed to any of this, as its sole concern is worldly profit. Soon enough, from the 30th of April to the 2nd of May, another large-scale festival will be held in Bukit Bintang, Kuala Lumpur, imitating the Songkran Festival from Thailand. It is named the Rain Rave Water Music Festival 2026. This festival, which features a concept combining music, water and modern entertainment elements, is organized by the Malaysian government in conjunction with International Workers' Day and the Visit Malaysia Year 2026 initiative. Songkran is a festival associated with the Buddhist religion, involving rituals such as Song Nam Pha, the bathing of statues, and the belief that the water can wash away sins of all misfortune. Although the festival has undergone changes and modernization in recent times, it continues to be celebrated with certain beliefs by Buddhists, which blatantly contradicts the Islamic creed, Aqidah. Hizbut Tahrir Malaysia hereby expresses our vehement objection to the Madani government for organizing this festival of vice. It is highly ironic that a country claiming to steadfastly hold on to the Al-Ashariya and Al-Maturidiya creeds is organizing a festival that imitates the Hadara civilization of Kufr, which clearly contradicts the Islamic faith. What is even clearer and more certain is that this festival, like many others, promotes a hedonistic lifestyle, the free mixing of men and women, ikhtilat, the exposure of the aura, moral degradation, and various other vices. How is it possible for a country that claims to adhere strictly to the jurisprudence, fiqh, of Imam al-Shafi and Sufi teachings of Imam al-Ghazali and Junaid al-Baghdadi to organize a festival of vice on a national scale? In which part of the teachings of Imam al-Ashari al-Maturidi al-Shafi al-Ghazali and al-Baghdadi allows such festival? This is deeply agonizing reality of Malaysia under the democratic system. Regardless of which party governs under this kufr system, such vices are not only constantly permitted but are actively encouraged in the name of tourist attractions, economic development and the people's supposed need for entertainment. In the democratic capitalist system practiced today, entertainment is viewed as a necessity as well as a source of revenue for the government, with utter disregard of what is lawful, halal, and unlawful, haram. Such is the reality of democratic system. The rulers never act as a shield for the ummah against the fires of hell. Instead, they lead the ummah towards destruction. Not only are the doors of vice kept wide open by the authorities, but they even encourage the ummah to enter those doors, proclaiming them to be gateways of goodness for society and country. Even worse is when this system, true to its inherent nature as a system of disbelief, permits disbelievers to become leaders over Muslims, thereby guiding the Ummah down the path of disbelief. We would like to ask, is this what the Madani government wishes to showcase to the world, holding a water and music festival, wasting thousands of gallons of water at a time when the people of Gaza are struggling just to find a single glass of clean water to drink? Is the Madani government delighted to hold a water festival that will shower its dancing and jumping participants while the people of Gaza are showered with the bombs of the Jewish military day and night? Is this Rain Rave Water Music Festival in accordance to the teachings of Al-Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, which the Madani government has proudly championed all this while as its foundation? Where are the religious departments and the offices of the Mufti in this matter? Do you lack the courage to reprimand your employers, or do you actually agree with them? O Prime Minister of Malaysia, in case you have forgotten, we wish to remind you that in Islam, the duty of a ruler is to safeguard the creed, the Sharia and the morals of the people, rather than organizing entertainment festivals, collecting entertainment taxes, or allowing the masses to engage in public, large-scale entertainment with a free mix of men and women? For how much longer will you continue to inherit the traits of the leaders before you by continually opening the doors of vice and inviting the wrath of Allah, even though He has granted you the opportunity to attain honor in His sight if you rule by what He has revealed, an opportunity that He will withdraw from you in but a short while? O Muslims, realize that secular rulers will never implement Islam. On the contrary, they will continue to commit acts that contradict Islam. Festivals of fire such as this are not isolated incidents, but have become part of the very lifeblood of today's secular democratic system, a system that will forever separate religion from the governance of the state, as that is the natural disposition. Abandon this system to let us strive to re-establish the Islamic system under the framework of the Khilafah, Caliphate, which inshallah will implement the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger comprehensively, Kafa, and tightly shut all doors of vice and corruption. Abdul Hakim Uthman, Official Spokesperson of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Malaysia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.